This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Here we go again. Through the left side! Ozzie's coming home! And the Braves win it in 11!
I told you.
How are you? The rookie Baldwin delivers a little Truist magic tonight for the Atlanta Braves.
You know, I've been very impressed with his clock and how he's kind of lets the game come to him. I mean, he doesn't try and get out of his skin to do things, and that's kind of been something that I've been really impressed with him.
Yeah, you love to see the young guy come through in that situation. One thing about Drake Baldwin that I like, you see young players using the opposite field, especially with a little bit of power, because a couple of his home runs have come to the opposite field as well.
Right.
It really makes you feel like he's got a good approach up there. And look, anytime you can get a win like that, no matter who it is at the plate, you'll take it. But fun to see the young guy getting clutch moments like that.
We need to see him more.
Well,
can we put him in outfield?
Here's the thing about Sean Murphy is hit all those home runs. Really nothing else. Now, I know he got that double last night to get the thing going, but his numbers, like, overall.
Trade bait. No,
Bo! I saw those great home runs.
No.
Well, this kind of gets back to my.
I'm talking about Murphy.
Murphy.
Oh.
Back
I'm talking about him. Oh,
my,
okay.
My bold preseason prediction.
The trade Sean Murphy people are out.
Drake Baldwin's going to make Sean Murphy expendable stuff. I mean, I don't think we're there yet by any means, but Drake Baldwin has really, really – he's played better than anybody could have possibly
expected.
And he's
gotten better behind the plate. You remember the beginning of the year, everybody was running on him the whole time.
Because he made a great throw in extra innings last
exactly.
Night.
So, I mean, yeah, he's getting there and everything like that. But, I mean, that's what made my heart jump because you know how I felt about Contreras leaving.
Yeah,
I felt really, really pissed off about that. Not this guy, you know, but, he's been really good. And he's one of those things where you just want to see the progression of a young player in the bigs that, you know, that – who knows what would have happened if Sean doesn't get hurt.
Right.
You know, in the preseason.
He probably wouldn't be up.
And you know what I mean? He had to be up here because they needed him and Chadwick and all those different things. But, yeah, he's been really, really good. Clutch play last night. And, especially after the gut punch of the ninth inning when you're battling and everything like that, fight your way to tie the game up, and then all of a sudden you close against a two-run homer, you bottom of the ninth, you continuously. He had an opportunity in the ninth, too. And so, talking about Drake, he had an opportunity in the ninth. Didn't happen for him, but he came through in the clutch. Love seeing Michael Harris play last night.
Yep.
We talk about the dance and everything, but I mean, just the ability just to be aggressive on the base. And Eddie Rosario, he did score the run. Did he or did he not?
Yep.
Okay.
Fantastic slide, too, by the way.
Right into the bat.
Veteran.
Somebody's got to move that bat for him.
Veteran baseball player slide.
Somebody's got to move that bat, though. The bat was like on home plate and he slid into it.
Yes.
You know, that's somebody's job.
Whose job was it? Because there was nobody there.
Bat boy, I don't know. Somebody.
Whoever's in the on deck.
Somebody's got to go get that bat.
Bat boy can't touch him.
I'm about to say, like, who was on deck?
I don't know.
Whoever's on deck has to run out there and get the bat? It's supposed to.
That's their responsibility.
Oh, okay.
Just get it off the plate.
Okay.
because it did look like he slid right into it. That's why he got up a little hobbled, but he did score the run, so we will give him that. Much better than the night before where they pinch hit him and everybody knew what was going
to
happen.
But did you see the board? No. Not according to the little stat that he had under that.
How 8 years ago he used to be a good pinch hitter or something?
He had success against that pitcher.
I see.
They had the little box and it said his
batting. You know
his
me.
Batting percentage and everything against that specific pitcher.
I love Eddie Rosario.
How can you not?
And I am willing to bend over backwards.
I will always.
To defend Eddie Rosario.
I will always go back.
But I don't know that he's got it anymore.
I will always go back to when he was signed and you and our main man were talking about, oh man, Eddie Rosario.
That's a nice signing.
That's a nice signing. Because remember, he came signing. Hurt. He was hurt and everything when he came. Oh yeah, that's a sneaky sign. I'm like, I have no clue. Never heard of no Eddie Rosario. He came through when he got healthy and all the different things. Eddie's going to be up again tonight.
Eventually.
Mark it.
Eventually. That honestly, like the Eddie pinch hit the other night and then the pinch run last night, whatever, those are less egregious than the Orlando Arcia pinch hit, try to bunt last night. Like, that guy is so.
They told him to do that, right?
Yeah. That was definitely a go up there and try to get the runner over, but like, he pops it up. It was like, thanks for coming, Orlando. Thanks for coming to the park tonight, Orlando. We haven't asked you to play in a week and a half. The first time you get in there, all you got to do is get the runner over.
That's it.
All you got to do is get the bunt down. You know what I mean? Like, maybe they make a great play like Olsen did and throw the guy out at third base.
What a play.
But just, like, get the bunt down and make him make a play. The guy pops out on the first base.
What a play.
I don't know, man. You got to have a backup infielder, so he's around for that reason. But
he's rusty.
Oh, he's real rusty.
Yeah, he ain't getting a lot of burn now, man. He ain't getting a lot of run now, man.
He's really rusty right now. The Braves are 4-0 in extra inning games this year.
Can we just go to all those?
Since they switched over to the Manfred runner, like officially a couple years ago, they're 24-8.
Still don't like it.
I hate it. It's terrible. But the Braves are good at it, so at least it makes it a little bit easier. And 13-6 in their last 19 games. So. Much better baseball.
Yes.
Much better baseball. Anything else to say about that? Just what a play that was by Olsen.
Oh, it was a hell of a play.
Just like.
Yeah, that was a big-time money play by him. No, not really.
And the double play that Schwellenbach turned earlier in the game, too. That dude can feel this position.
We needed him to have a better start.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice.
I think we talked about that yesterday as far as just him getting just some of his swag back and everything like that. Like you said, hell of a play by him turning that double play. But they're going up to Pittsburgh this weekend. Pittsburgh is in – they fired their manager yesterday. I'm sorry, parted ways with their manager yesterday.
Call it what you want to call it. He's not their manager anymore.
Yeah. Bryce Elder's going tonight. AJ Smith-Shawver's coming going Saturday, and Chris Sale will be on the mound Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, they've lost 7 in a row. They're awful. Truly awful baseball team. Go up there.
Don't be up there hanging out in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, because you know those Pittsburgh streets can be.
Yeah, man. You tell me.
Too many pierogies.
Too many what?
You're going to feel heavy at the ballpark.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here's Xavier Watts. He is one of the rookies from the Falcons draft class. He was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday talking about playing and learning with Jesse Bates.
Yeah, I didn't know where I was going to go. I mean, obviously it was a lot of different news and noise of kind of where the range I was supposed to go. But obviously, you know, when the Falcons called me, I was really excited. I mean, I get to learn from one of the best safeties in the NFL. So, I mean, I'm just really excited to, be on the team in general and then learn from a good safety. So.
He's a damn good player, man.
Yeah.
He's a damn
Xavier Watts a good player.
Damn good player, coached by a really good coach, really good program. And I know they were talking to him about the whole Marcus Freeman and things like that. But, he's a really good player. And, you know, it's rookie minicamp. I saw a tweet from Joe, so obviously Ra is up there addressing the media before and everything. And it's all about learning right now. It's about learning and ingratiating yourself with your teammates and everything. Because I'm pretty sure it's only rookies. I saw they got 41. It'd be 41 people up there at the camp. Drafted rookies, undrafted, unsigned free agents, and then tryout guys are up there for this weekend. Then the big boys come in, and then that's when you try to fit yourself in there. But this thing right here is about standing out. But more than anything, just learning, because the one thing, especially for – he's fine, but for the other guys, the tryout guys, the unsigned guys, this is your opportunity to go up there and like, hey.
Even Jack Nelson, seventh rounders.
Hey, let's see – let's see if we can just keep him a roster spot and see if you can get to the summer.
Xavier Watts going to wear number 31.
Yes.
I know they announced some of the numbers the rookies are wearing over the last couple of days. Billy Bowman going to wear 33, it looks like. James Pierce is going to wear number 27.
Yes.
We were kind of talking about if he would switch to kind of a more traditional pass rusher number.
Nothing is traditional anymore.
There's nothing traditional anymore.
Nothing is traditional.
That's Richie Grant's old number.
Yeah, so we know Richie's not
there. So Richie's gone.
Well, Richie's in L.A., isn't he?
Yeah. And then Jalen Walker's going to wear number 11.
Yeah, man, love it.
And I know there was some reaction to that, but he's not the first guy to wear 11.
And you hit me on that one, because I had no clue, and you said that the white side guy.
Yeah, Logan Woodside was wearing number 11, and Emory Jones wore number 11, too. Right. So it's weird, though.
It is.
Like,
it's really weird not seeing
Julio Jones' number.
Yeah.
At least it was.
Like, he was back before, before the single digits, was everything like that. So who wore 11? Fitzy wore 11. They started originating. No. Yeah, because Keyshawn had 19, but Lance Allworth wore 19.
How did they get away with that? Because that was before everything.
I don't remember, but it was something. It was some kind of stipulation.
Did they like make him the backup punter or something that?
It was something weird why he got to wear 19, but yeah. Because I know Lance Allworth was 19. It was another single. It was another crazy number that somebody had. But no, I mean.
Everybody wears them.
I love it. That 11 look good on him. Mm-hmm. That 11 going to look good on, especially when he's laying on top of quarterbacks.
I like the tweet we got yesterday, too. It's like, one of the best hitters and tacklers in Falcons history wore 11.
Yeah.
Julio whenever Matt would throw an interception.
Yeah, man. Julio would go to get him.
Julio destroyed some guys.
Remember that guy? Oh, yeah.
Oh, there was multiple.
Yeah, man. Because I'm telling you.
He's a big-ass dude.
There's nothing like the aggression of chasing somebody.
You're so mad.
Yeah, you're as mad as
hell. Well, he would time it up, too.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's like, oh, Matt threw this one way over my head. All right, the guy's looking up. All right.
And I'm going to wait for him.
Let me clean him out.
Yeah, because they don't know no better. They're just running.
Right? All right, we'll come back. We'll get to some NBA playoff conversation. Almost like the worst possible thing that could have happened for the Warriors-Timberwolves series last night. Luckily, Ant-Man's okay. The game was still garbage, though. We'll talk about the rest of the playoffs next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.